Good evening. Please turn in your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 24. Oh, there it is. Thanks, Brent. I didn't know where it was at. Luke chapter 24. For a few moments this evening, I would like to use as a text for the lesson Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 49. Now, just as introduction, it probably needs none for most of us, but as introduction, this is after Christ was put to death on the cross, he was buried, he arose, so he was resurrected, and he was speaking with his apostles, okay, at this time. So this was in the period of that 40 days, as Luke wrote in Acts chapter 1, verse 2, that Christ was with them, okay? So, I would like us to ask the question tonight. This is one of two other places that I know of in the scriptures, Mark chapter 16 and Matthew chapter 28, where Christ gives a commission to the apostles after his death, not before his death, but after his death, that when he goes into heaven, they were to do. And the question then is, was it accomplished? Did they do that? So, let's read Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 49. And he said unto them, "These are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their mind that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Ye are my witnesses of these things, and behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city until ye be clothed with power from on high." Okay, so that's the scripture. And so we're going to ask a few questions about that occurrence. The first question is, where were the apostles to get the content of the message? Well, let's look. Go with me there. "And the words he said unto them," verse 44, "these are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled." So he first told them, and he told them that what he was speaking, they shouldn't have missed it. People shouldn't have missed it, because it was told from, look at verse 44, "Things were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and Psalms concerning me." You see that? So we don't have to go into any of the scripture. Christ said that all those things, and we could go to bunches of them. But we will later when we see if the apostles did that. So what was the context of what they were supposed to get? So the context was that the central message that Christ wanted preached was in 44 through 49. He said, "Where are you going to get that?" Well, you need to get that from me first, and then what I said was a repeat of those things which were taught to you by the prophets and the law of Moses the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. So how did they learn what was to be preached? Well, look at verse 45. Then opened he their mind that they might understand the Scriptures. So it was all in the Scriptures, but how did they learn it? He opened their mind. Right? He opened their mind so that they would understand the Scriptures. And he taught them the connection of what was written versus what was now happening. So what had happened? Well, he lived his life. He died a death that was not just. And he was raised from the dead. And now he was living with them. And so how do they put two and two together? What is going on that we should know and should preach from the Scriptures? Well, he said, I've been telling you this for a while. He said that the temple would be destroyed and he would raise it again, right? In 3 days. He was speaking of himself. So, look with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. Now, I want to make this point. The story had been told for a long, long time. He said, in the prophets, or the law of Moses and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. Well, in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 10, it talks about some of the prophets talking about this. Concerning which salvation the prophets sought and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, verse 11, searching what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Jesus, which was in them, did point unto when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow them, to whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto you did they minister these things, which now have been announced unto you through them that preach the gospel unto you by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven, which things angels desire to look into. What Peter says there is that these things have been revealed unto you by the Spirit of Christ through the Holy Spirit. And that some of these guys that were first said it didn't know what was going to happen. Didn't know when it was going to happen, but they prophesied. And who did they prophesy by? By that same Spirit. You see that? Well, Christ put two and two together and said, that's what I'm talking to you about. Those things that the prophets and the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms said, then what do you mean by the Psalm? I mean what David said. Concerning me, they've come to pass. That's what he's saying. So what was the message then that was to be preached? Look at verse 46 of Luke chapter 24. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. So, is that all that was it? No, I'll go back up into 45. Then they opened their minds that they might understand the Scriptures, verse 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day. That's what Moses and the prophets and the Psalms said concerning him. And the conclusion of that then is that they're witnesses. So how do we know that it happened, you see? How can they verify that those things that the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms said concerning him were so? They were whipped. They were whipped. So, what were the apostles to do specifically? Preach repentance and remission of sins in His name. By His authority. That's the only way you can get it. He took our sins to the cross. He took our sins to the cross with Him. And we can be counted righteous if we do what He has given us as conditions to be counted righteous. And what are those conditions? Look at verse 47 again. Repentance and remission of sins. And the other, instances of the commission, the Great Commission, in Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, he says, "All authority hath been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always until the end of the world." Mark 16, he said, teach all nations, right? Or teach everybody, baptize, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. So that's what they were supposed to say. That's what they were supposed to preach specifically. Where from? Oh, Jerusalem. You know what he said? Look at verse 47 at the end. Beginning from, to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 2. We will go there. Isaiah chapter 2. This is the prophecy concerning, this is prophetic words from God through Isaiah. Look at verse 1. The word of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, said concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Okay? And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in the path, in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. The law will come forth from Jerusalem, and lots of people will flow to Jerusalem to get it. That's what Isaiah said. So that's why Christ said, go to Jerusalem. That's where it's beginning from. Well, how was the content of the message to be guaranteed? Well, look at verse 49 of Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, after he said, verse 48, that ye are my witnesses of these things, he said, and behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city until ye be clothed with power from on high. So what are they going to be doing? They're going to wait in Jerusalem for something to happen. You know what he said? And what is that thing that's going to happen? Well, I'm going to give the promise of my Father to you. He gave them the Holy Spirit. Look with me to John chapter 14. He had already promised them this a couple of times. In John chapter 14, verses 25 through 26, he says, these things I have spoken unto you while yet abiding with you. But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. Look over a couple of chapters in chapter 16 and verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak from himself, but whatsoever things he shall hear, these he shall speak, and he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. You see that? So, they're going to get the Holy Spirit. And how will the Holy Spirit guarantee the message? He uses the term in Luke chapter 24, power from on high. They will be clothed with power from on high when the Holy Spirit comes. Clothed with power from on high. And guess what? They'll speak. Well, he said the Holy Spirit will speak what came from me. And Christ said, my will is to do the Father which sent me. So if you will, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and see exactly what the Holy Spirit did. You see, when the Holy Spirit reveals things, he reveals things that are in the mind of whom? God. You see that? They are in the mind of God. Because there are things that it is written, verse 9, things that we did not see, things which eye saw not. We're the ones with eyes. And ears have not heard not. And that which does not enter into the heart or the intellect of man, whatsoever things God prepared for them that love him. So it didn't start with us. It started with God. And look at verse 10. But unto us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For who among men knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so things of God none knoweth save the Spirit of God. Verse 12. But we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given us unto God. Look at verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Spirit teaches. What does he do? Combining spiritual things with spiritual words. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He combines the thoughts of God that are so high that we can't utter them. But he put words to them. Him being God, the Holy Spirit himself being God, put words to them and combined words with thoughts, things, so that we can understand. We revealed, yea, the deep things of God. Well, so then in Luke chapter 24, you see, brethren, that he told them what the content of the message was. He taught them what they needed to do with that message, where it came from, how was the message to be preached, what were they supposed to preach specifically, and how were they to verify what was being preached. He did all that. So did the apostles do what Christ had commissioned them to do? Did the apostles preach what the prophets had written? Well, you know exactly where I'm going. Go to Acts chapter 2. Did the apostle preach what the prophets had written? When they were accused of being drunk because they were speaking in other men's languages, all the people that were there in Jerusalem. Peter said, we're not drunken as ye suppose. But this is what the prophet whom? Joel said about this. And he quotes Joel. In verses 17 through 21. He quotes Joel. Not only that, but he continues on. And he talks about what Christ said should be preached. That what? Look at back at chapter 24 again. What did Christ say should be preached? Then he opened their mind that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written that Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day. That's what he preached. Look what he said. Look what he preached over in Acts chapter 2. Ye men of Israel, verse 22. Hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, even as ye yourselves also know, him by being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, yet ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Now, he's going to give them a psalm. In fact, he's going to give them two. Look up Psalms 16:8 through the following verses there, and Psalm 110:1, and you'll read these words, verse 25. For David saith concerning him, I behold the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh also shall dwell in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul unto Hades, neither wilt thou give thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou madest known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make full of gladness, make me full of gladness with thy countenance. He goes on to tell them, brethren, I may say unto you freely of the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day. He said, you can go see his bones if you want to. David was not talking about himself. Being therefore a prophet, verse 30, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set one upon his throne, he foreseeing this spake of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he left unto Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are all, what did he tell them? That they would be witnesses. You see that? Being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. He gave them that. Luke 24:49. He hath poured forth this which ye both see and hear. You think we're drunk? We're not drunk, because this is what you're seeing. You're seeing us quote the Psalms and the prophets. He finishes his sermon saying, for David ascended not into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified. Sounds to me like Peter and the 11 that were with him that day preached the Psalms and the prophets just like Christ told them to do. Okay, but what about Moses? So that was Peter's first recorded sermon, wasn't it? Well, you know what his second one was, brethren? Luke records it over in Acts chapter 3. They were witnesses, and he talks about them being witnesses of the resurrection. So Peter and John were in the temple, and there was a man that was lame from his mother's womb, and they healed him. And this man sat every day in the beautiful gate of the temple. So everybody saw him. Everybody knew he was lame, and everybody knew he was healed. And then Peter saw them all come together in verse 11, under Solomon's porch in the temple. And he preaches unto them the second sermon, whereby he says in the second sermon, look at verse 14 and 15, But ye denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted unto you. About 50 days ago or so, and killed the Prince of Life whom God raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. You see what he said. Not only that, in verses 18 through 21, he said the prophets foretold of this death. Look at verse 18. But the things which God foreshowed by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ should suffer, he thus fulfilled. Verse 19. Repent ye therefore and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that so there may come seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20. And that he may send the Christ who hath been appointed for you, even Jesus. Wow. Look at verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive unto the times of restoration of all times, whereof God spake by the mouth of his holy prophets that have been from of old. See that? You can read in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, and Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11, and a whole host of other places that Jesus Christ, that God will send his Holy One to die for us. Well, in Luke chapter 24, he also said, and Moses lawed the law, didn't he? He said, Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Well, what did Moses have to say? Well, you can read verses 22 and 23. Moses indeed said, a prophet shall the Lord God raise up unto you from among your brethren, like unto me. To him shall ye hearken in all things, whatsoever he shall speak unto you. And it shall be that every soul that shall not hearken to that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, and verses 18 and 19 say that. So even Moses prophesied of him coming, didn't he? And Peter says so. So again, let me ask you, brethren, did the apostles do what Christ had commissioned them to do? Yes, they did. If you read the rest of the epistles, you know, the letters that were sent to people and to churches, and most of them, the Apostle Paul, were penned by the hand of Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul, being guided by the Holy Spirit. He did the same thing. His message wasn't different. In fact, if you'll go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we'll read that in just a moment. But he said in Galatians chapter 1 that he got all this from Christ himself, not some other man. Isn't that what he said? So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, he says, for I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, wherein also ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye hold fast the word which I preached unto you, except ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. What Scriptures? The Old Testament Scriptures. The three places that Jesus said they were going to come from. The Law of Moses and the Prophets and the Psalms. And that he was buried, and that he hath been raised on the third day. Where did he get that? According to the Scriptures. And that he appeared to Cephas and to the 12. He continues on, he says, and like unto me, a child untimely born. I got the same message and I preached it. And that's what he says in Galatians chapter 1. He says, just like a child and timely born, I got that from Christ, and I began to preach. Brethren, that's a lesson. Can you put together what Christ told the apostles to do and show where they did it? Because you know what, brethren? The same thing that will save us from our sins, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. So what did Peter say after he finished that thing? Man, it pricked everybody on the day of Pentecost to their heart. And they asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter answered, he said, repent, be baptized. What did Christ say that they should preach? Repentance and baptism for remission of sins. Isn't that right? He said to you and to your fathers, and to all, or to you and your children, to all who are far off, as many as our Lord God, the message is to you, as many as our Lord God shall call unto him. And with many other words, truly did he testify and exhort unto them, saying, what? Save yourselves from this perverse generation. Then those that gladly received his word were what? What were they doing? They were being baptized. And the Lord added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls. Same thing then that happened then happens now. Brethren, we need to affirmatively say this. Are all things then fulfilled concerning the law and the prophets and the Psalms concerning him? Yes, they have been. Has the Spirit been given to the apostles? And have they preached unto us this gospel of salvation? Yes, it has. And our job, in another one of those instances of the Great Commission, Christ tells them, after they teach and they baptize, they should teach again, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Teach. We need to teach. Teach people the only thing that will save them from their sin. If you haven't done that this evening, would you do so? Would you come to Jesus in repentance? Would you confess his name before these witnesses and be buried with him in baptism? If you would you come now as together we stand and sing.